You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Cinema Gold Show. As always, I'm your host, Larry Lease. Today's episode, we are reviewing Superman. Now, this is actually a spoiler-free review, so let me know your thoughts on Superman in the comments section below. And with that, let's dive right in. Over the last few decades, Hollywood has seen a rise in superhero movie franchises, namely the MCU. But while the Marvel franchise has soared to spectacular heights, DCU has struggled to reach comparable peaks. However, that all seemed poised to change with James Gunn's Superman. Under previous regimes, the DCEU universe failed to find its footings. Although there were some hits like the well-reviewed Wonder Woman and the $1 billion success of Aquaman, it always seemed like the DCEU was stumbling a few steps, if not more, behind the MCU. Enter James Gunn and Peter Safran, who were hired to head DC Studios. Now DC Studios is launching their new quasi-rebooted DC Universe franchise, picking and choosing elements from the defunct DCEU for their superhero world. One of those rebooted elements is Gunn's Superman, with David Corn Sweat taking over the role of Clark Kent and his superhero alter ego Henry Cavill. Gunn, who wrote and directed Superman, is no stranger to superhero franchises, having made a name for himself by launching the cosmic side of the MCU with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. After two successful sequels, Gunn departed Marvel and is spearheading the creative side of the DCU, starting off with their franchise's biggest and most important release. Gunn taking on one of DC's most iconic characters and leading a whole franchise was an interesting choice. The filmmaker has an offbeat sense of humor and a unique storytelling approach that doesn't always work for me. But I've always appreciated the way he cares about his characters. That, more than anything else, comes through in Superman. At its heart, Superman is a story about wrestling with identity, especially in a world where so much perception of self can be dictated by those around us, whether that's our parents, social media, or other loved ones. Gunn brings his typical humor, which is softened a bit for broader audiences, and his flair for fun, exciting scenes. In the end, Superman is a superhero movie for everyone. It's impossible to talk about Gunn's Superman without discussing its place in the larger superhero movie landscape. Much has been said about the superhero movie fatigue and the struggles of the MCU in recent years, particularly Marvel's declining box office returns. It would seem like a tough arena to launch a new superhero franchise, but Superman is exactly what we need. Although the DCU is only a quasi-reboot, there's nothing audiences need to know or projects they have to be watched before seeing Superman. You don't even need to be familiar with the Superman character and his origin story to enjoy Gunn's movie. Although Gunn skips the full Kal-El Clark Kent origin story, it's explained well enough for newcomers to understand. Superman is a refreshing entry in the superhero film genre because it requires so little homework. Undoubtedly, there's something rewarding about a movie like Thunderbolts, which capitalizes on its characters' histories in the franchise. But after so many years of needing prior knowledge for superhero movies, it's nice to go into Superman and see a fresh start and without the tired origin story. David Cornswant, Rachel Brosnahan.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
And Nicholas Holt lead a pitch-perfect cast. Gunn's Superman script is a clever superhero romp, but the actors bringing it to life are perfectly cast. David Cornswet, showcases a multifaceted version of the Man of Steel from the unassuming Clark Kent to the passionate Superman. There's an incredible warmth to his iteration of the character that harkens back to classic interpretations and will make him a new favorite. Rounding out the core cast are Rachel Brosnahan's Lois Lane and Nicholas Holt's Lex Luthor, both of which bring out different sides of Superman. Corn Sweat and Brosnahan's chemistry pops on screen, ensuring their relationship feels real and emotional. Similarly, Corn Sweat and Holt have a fascinating dynamic that crackles with antagonistic tension, making them compelling archenemies. Perhaps the biggest surprise of Superman for me, though, was Eddie Gathegi's scene-stealing turn as Mr. Terrific. He's part of the Justice Gang, alongside Nathan Fillion's Guy Gardner, / Green Lantern, Isabella Merced's Hawk Girl, but he's wildly entertaining. All the superheroes have interesting interpersonal relationships that add depth to Superman's world. Mr. Terrific is the most interesting of the bunch. Beyond the superheroes, there's also a cast of characters populating the Daily Planet, who have much less to do but equally flesh out the world of Gunn's DC Universe. My only real disappointment with Superman is that some of the supporting characters felt a little underdeveloped. But considering this movie is about Corn Sweat's hero, it's understandable. Ultimately, Superman is the perfect summer blockbuster. It has plenty of action, humor, and heart to keep audiences engaged for the little over 2-hour runtime, while offering something unlike any other superhero movie we've seen before. Gunn has managed to take a well-known, beloved character and give him a refreshingly original story that stays true to its roots. I had high hopes for Superman, both as a new take on the DC icon and as the launchpad for the DC universe. And Gunn's film managed to reach or surpass all of them. There were enough surprises that are sure to please even the most diehard of fans, even as Superman remains a movie sure to be entertaining for the whole family. It's a classic feeling superhero movie without feeling tired. As such, Superman is sure to be a crowd pleaser for those who have spent the last 3 decades watching superhero movies. And for those who are new to the genre or have fallen off in recent years, after watching Superman, I'm more excited than ever to see what Gunn and Safran do with the DC Universe. So, with that, I'm going to give it a... My rating is going to be at 8 out of 10. It was a really good start to a franchise, and it actually gave me more faith in the reboot of the universe. So I trust DC more than I trust Marvel moving forward. And with that, let me know your thoughts on the Superman in the comment section below. Have you watched it yet? I actually was able to watch it thanks to Amazon Prime and their special showing that they did around the country. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold or just scan the QR code that's right there. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.